The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, The Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil, Kenny Wayne Shepherd before that, and Blue on Black, and Jane's Addiction with a song I just love hearing on the radio, Been Caught Stealing. Good afternoon, it's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey there. have a good little weekend.
A very mellow weekend.
Little Easter thing.
Our family doesn't really do the Easter thing.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. We're kind of religious, but we just kind of blow that holiday off, which is kind of strange.
Interesting.
Took the folks out to eat.
Yeah.
What else could you do with folks, you know?
Eat.
That's what your relationship boils down to after a while. It's eating.
You have one thing in common. Eating.
Eating, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
No, it was fun to see them. What do you do, anything?
Well, Italian, huh?
Italian Easter, forget about it.
The whole family had a great little Easter get-together over at the parents' house there. Grandma over and everything.
At the complex?
The compound.
At the compound, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, all the relatives, you know, come over, and we had Easter dinner and then watched this final episode of The Sopranos. Boy, when you're watching it with your family like that.
You can relate, huh?
Yeah, just something about that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Did you break out the mattresses and stuff?
Yeah, we went to the mattresses.
Went to the mattresses.
I had a good little weekend.
Very good.
Did a little, took a little of Rick's inspiration for a Yoshi song. Me and Joe got together and threw that one down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Yoshi song is going to be debuted in less than an hour here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, also, I brought in some stuff today.
What do you got?
I brought in that the tape we were listening to on the way in.
Oh, yeah. I got to hear this again.
Now, the story goes, I got to find it, so we can't play it here, but this will be a little tease. You know Mo on The Simpsons, mm-hmm. where he gets the prank calls from Bart?
Yeah.
I guess there was a tape that was floating around that's what that was based on.
The inspiration.
The inspiration for that. And I found the tape in my archives.
All right.
It's pretty funny. It's a real old-sounding alcoholic guy that is the bartender at this bar, and they're just pranking him with the goofy names, a la The Simpsons.
Yeah, they give him the names, and he yells them out.
And like Anthony said, that's where the inspiration came. It's hysterical.
Yeah, really funny.
So we'll get that on the radio in a little while. Also, as I was digging through our archives, I found that Mary Poppins song.
Oh, really? I remember that one.
See, we missed the boat on something. Remember they were talking about pot and legalizing it for some people that just need it to make the pain go away?
Yeah, the pain of chemo or glaucoma, they say. Using pot for medical reasons.
It was all over the media, 2 weeks ago or so?
Mm-hmm.
We have a great song about that we totally forgot about.
The Mary Poppins pot song.
So I'm going to get that ready, and we'll play something really cool next.
All right.
So we got the Yoshi, we got the prank call thing, we got the Mary Poppins.
Your phone calls.
Your phone calls, your faxes, 212-957-WNEW. And lots of stupid. The Rock of New York, 1027-WNEW Creed from the debut CD, My Own Prison. That's one. And a lot of a-holes checking in today.
What do you got?
A lot of people in bad moods. Jim from Jersey, would you please stop playing this stupid Creed song every damn day?
Mm. Monday. People getting off on the wrong foot here.
You think? Well, then we got Emily.
Yeah.
From New York City. She loves the pictures of Suzanne and Tara.
Right.
Those two battling it out this coming Friday for the hottest girl to pose naked on the Opie and Anthony show. And she said she'd do either one of them.
Oh,
that's kind of nice, Emily. Thank you for that.
That's with Randy in Jersey.
And then we got Randy from Jersey. Hey, did you guys know you're very butt ugly? Randy, why are you noticing if we're hot or not?
Yeah, would you even write to a guy to tell him if he's attractive or not? I find that a little weird.
I've never in my life said a guy was hot.
Well, Randy, I find you very attractive. Sorry you feel that way. I thought maybe we'd date.
That's out there, Randy.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
You're taking too close of a look, I think.
Whatever. Everyone looks a little more attractive through the glory hole. Remember that.
Oh, brother. Let's see what the people have today.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, guys. I was calling to tell you that last week I was in Hollywood, and I was having lunch at this restaurant, and Andrew Dice Clay came in through the back door and sat next to me. And he,
really?
He's in his, like, gold gym sweatshirt and sweatpants, and he starts smoking a cigarette and everything. And it's, like, a real elegant restaurant. Everyone's dressed up. And
he was dressed like a slob?
Well, yeah, he looked terrible.
Is Dice in here? Let me get him in. Maybe
Rick, open the door. Dice
real.
Just happens to be hanging out on the couch. He wants some mic time.
What is this, a jackass, huh?
Hey, Dice, you were in L.A.?
Hey, asshole!
Yes.
What, do you say you saw me?
I saw you.
In California, huh?
I saw you and your wife and your kid.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even in California, jerk-off. You're a jerk-off. You think I go into nice restaurants dressed like a slob? Like you? You jerk-off. Huh? What's the matter? You can't talk?
I saw you, asshole, dude.
Huh?
I saw you there.
You're an ass.
What did he order?
Yeah, what did the Dice have?
I didn't want to bother him. We had to leave before he got his food and everything. I just saw him eating the bread.
Hey, look, you don't have better things to do than look and see what the Dice is doing? Huh? Did you buy my new album?
Hell no.
Yeah, he's an asshole. I could tell this guy's a jerk-off. He's looking at me. Yeah, what did you want? My tube steak? He wanted to steal my tube steak while we're having dinner. I saw you. You jerk-off. A snap-ahead.
You know who else came in?
Oh.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Ugh.
Her and her lesbo lover and their kid.
Yeah. And their kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She's got a kid now, huh? That's cute.
Yeah, look, Mr. I'm in Hollywood looking at the stars. Looking at what the stars eat. Why don't you get yourself abroad, huh? What, are you a fag or something? You gotta look at what the Dice Man's doing. Envy the Dice Man that I could wear crappy clothes in a nice place? Huh? What were you in a smuxedo? Jerk off. Hang up on this asshole. I don't need this crap from these people. They watch me like a hawk.
Hey, Dice,
they gotta watch me.
Your album's doing great in New York.
My album's kicking ass.
Yeah,
Filth.
I see that.
Dice, Filth. It's back to being the old Dice, not the sweet, cuddly, coochie-coo postman Dice.
Well,
now I curse. I use the C word. I use snap-ahead. I use yubbing.
Well, Dice, Anthony saw you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Well, he said...
I actually, it wasn't as bad... As I thought it was going to be.
Oh, Anthony,
Not as bad. Look, see? Not as bad as he thought it was going to be.
Well, he didn't say that it's great, Dice.
Actually, Opie, it sucked.
What do you mean sucked? I got your money, asshole. I got your money.
Well, Dice, I think he said that everyone was laughing at you, not with you.
How could he tell? Huh?
He was in the front row.
He can't tell if they're laughing. They were laughing at the Dice Man's jokes. Damn funny.
You can't
it's
even...
back to the dice of the 80s. Remember the Dice Man, 1985, Hickory Dickory Dug. This chick was ugly.
Yeah, great stuff.
Don't you have any updated poems?
Well, you want new poems?
Yeah, give us a new one.
Something new.
Something topical.
All right. The old Mother Hubbard lived in a cupboard, but it's better than Kosovo. Hey!
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Better than your crap. I listen to your show. It sucks, all right?
All right, Dice, could you leave?
Yeah, I'll be happy to get out of here.
All right, later, Dice.
Yeah,
that's it. There he goes, the Dice Man.
What a thrill having him on.
Hey, is it true Larry Flint's calling us today? Is that what I'm hearing?
The Larry Flint?
The Larry
Flint. From Hustler Magazine?
Yeah.
This guy's like a hero.
Yeah, he's a god.
Don't you be able to understand him? I like vaginas and boobies.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Got to break into the music here because live on our phone lines right now is Larry Flint, Anthony.
Larry Flint, publisher of Hustler Magazine.
Mm-hmm. He's coming out with the Flint Report tomorrow.
I got a copy right here.
I just started browsing through it, but he's got dirt on all sorts of Republicans.
Larry Flint unmasks the hypocrites.
That's right. Mr. Flint.
Hello.
Hey, there he is. That's Larry
Flint.
How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. It's Opie and Anthony. Thanks for checking in today.
Wow.
Glad to be with you.
All right. Now, you got the Flint Report coming out tomorrow?
Yellow.
Yeah.
You got the Flint Report coming out tomorrow, Larry, right?
That's right.
Okay. We just got our copies minutes ago. Didn't have time to browse through it, unfortunately. So what can you tell us about this?
Well, it's a historical document. No one has published anything like it for that period of time.
And what kind?
We wanted the American people to be able to see a cross-section of their legislators for how they really are, and emphasize that they're not to put them on a pedestal or idolize them, because they suffer from the same weaknesses and frailties that we all do.
Now, why are you focusing only on the Republicans?
You know, I've been asked that question numerous times, and I swear to you that everything that came in was on Republicans. You know, there's basic wisdom in Washington, D.C. when it comes to scandal. That's with sex, Democrats, and Republicans, it's money, but in actuality, it's the complete opposite.
Hmm.
All
interesting.
Right.
Now I
think that's because those right-wing Republicans are more repressed. You know, they're not in the liberal mode, you know.
So they have to go behind closed doors and get hand jobs from hookers and stuff.
They're always in the closet, you know, and they always get caught.
Now, could you give us a little bit of what's going to be in this tomorrow?
We've got the complete report on, of course, Livingston and Barr. And we've got Chenoweth.
Now, what kind of dirt do you have on Mary Bono?
Well, it's obvious that Mary was having an affair while Sonny was in Congress, and I just thought the way she took a holier-than-thou position with the impeachment committee and voted for impeaching the president, that really smacked of hypocrisy in a big way. You know?
Any chance of getting her naked in a future Hustler magazine?
No, I doubt that. I mean, she's even denying the affair, but we've got three different sources on that.
Look at
one of them is her former mother-in-law.
Look at what Larry's turned into, man. What are you doing? I like the Larry Flint that just put the naked chicks in the magazine. I mean, now you're like this investigative reporter.
Well, smut's still my vocation, but politics is my hobby.
I remember being a kid, it was just, you know, if you got a Playboy or a penthouse, that was one thing. Mm-hmm. But if you could score a Hustler,
that was like
gold.
That was like doing smack.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's rewarding now when these people come up to me on the street and say, I just want to shake your hand and thank you for helping me make it through puberty. And suddenly I realize we've been around for 25 years, so we've probably helped a lot of young boys.
Hey, Larry, don't you think it's ironic, though, that you pump out a Hustler magazine, but you can't even spank one out yourself? That's got to be terrible, man. You know? I mean, you get to look at all these hotties and, you know.
Yeah, how does someone like Larry Flint get off?
No, I'm just as active as I ever was.
Really? Can you sport wood, or you need one of the pumps or something?
No, my injury was not to my spinal cord. It was to the bundle of nerves at the base of my spinal cord.
Oh, so you still get action?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Well, that's good. I thought you weren't getting
answers. Positions are limited, you know.
His positions are limited.
They never caught who shot you?
Yeah, he's on death row for a couple of unrelated shootings.
You sure it's him?
Yeah, I'm relatively sure.
Oh.
All right. Now, with this Flint report coming out tomorrow, you also have something on Governor Bush. A lot of people thinking he's going to be the next candidate for president. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, no doubt about it, you know. he's a pretty wild guy in his younger years, but I don't think that should disqualify him for running for president.
No, of course not.
I don't think anyone's sexual attitude or preference should disqualify him, but I still think that in the year 2000, it's still going to be a question that's going to be asked about all the candidates.
Of course.
Hey, why doesn't Larry Flint run? Now, that'd be something. Then at least if there's some gash in the Oval Office, everyone will understand why. It's Larry Flint.
Hey, you think Monica's hot or you think she's a pig? Like, would you put her in your magazine naked?
Her and Linda Tripp are my best excuses for not watching television.
I think a hustler spread, Linda Tripp and Monica and their fists. You know what I mean? Now that would sell some copies. Working each other like hand puppets. Right, Larry?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Flint Report comes out tomorrow. It's going to be all over the news, obviously. And people can pick this up on the newsstands as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll find out more about Newt Gingrich and Governor Bush and Mary Bono's in there.
I wanted to see a scratch and sniff centerfold, though, in this, but I open it up, I see Newt Gingrich. Why didn't you put any nude chicks in this? Okay.
Oh, well, we wanted to make sure that we got the widest distribution possible.
Oh, I see.
That makes sense. I do see some nip.
An important document.
Page 17, you did sneak some boobage in, though. I like that.
Let me see.
Look.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Larry. Well, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Hey, did you ever see Courtney Love naked when you guys were filming that movie? Is that a yes?
Yeah, I've seen Courtney's bush a couple of times.
Yeah. I love that.
What would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Courtney's full. Courtney is wild.
Yeah, wild. Yeah.
I bet you she showed you some stuff.
Mm. She had nice cans in that movie, too.
Yeah. Did she show you her balloon knot?
Balloon knot. That's one of the great things about Hustler. You see balloon knots in Hustler. They're bent over everything. Well.
All right, Larry doesn't want to play.
All right, Larry.
Well, Mr. Flint, thanks for checking in today.
Okay, guys.
We'll all go out and get the Flint Report tomorrow, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, it's Larry Flint, everyone.
Wow. You know, he kind of... What do they do when they're interviewing him on TV where he's talking and stuff? What is that, an animatronic Larry that they got on TV? I thought he was in Kosovo with the delay. Larry, how's the bombing there? Look at me talking. If I took a bullet, I'd be dead.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right. Well, I don't know what we learned there, but
we learned that he saw Courtney Love naked, and she's got a nice bush,
and she's wild.
That's worth the price of admission, right there. I was sorting through any political bull crap.
All right.
Larry Flint.
I guess that's another Opie and Anthony exclusive.
Oh, of course, Opie. That'll be on USA Today, I'm sure. Some quotes from that interview.
Anthony, we're starting to get a lot of sponsors on our radio show.
Yes.
I especially like the sponsors that are trying to save our listeners money.
And have free services to do so.
Without a doubt. And Auto Finance of America is another one of these services trying to save you some money.
How much are you paying on your car payment every month? $200, $300, $400 a month?
I pay too much.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
And did you realize that you could refinance your car payment?
Interest rates are lower now. So if you refinance your car loan, your monthly payments will be less.
They're talking they could save you possibly $30, $40, maybe even $50 every single month. And over the term of a loan, that could add up to like 1,000 saved.
Think of how many of Larry Flint's Hustler magazines you could buy with the savings. My God.
An incredible amount. All it takes is a phone call to see what they can do for you. It's free. Free number. Call 1-800-993-1000. Anthony, before we go back into the music, Larry Flint called back, and he wants to say a few more words here. Mr. Flint.
Yeah. I almost forgot.
You almost forgot what, Mr. Flint?
Find people that also buy my my Hustler magazine.
Okay.
It features girls look like they got Fidel Castro eating a London broil in their lap. That's what Hustler's all about.
Yeah, a little less classy than Playboy and Penthouse.
We just go right for the meat and potatoes.
Hey, Mr. Flint. Hello? Oh, you're still there? Okay.
I was napping.
No, I got to ask you something. You're probably a billionaire, right?
Yeah, billionaire.
So why didn't you use some of that money to get some acting lessons before you filmed that movie? You know, you were the judge in that movie?
I thought I did quite well for a smut peddler. I am the judge. It's hard to talk. I got a vagina over my head.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it took us right out of the movie when you came on the screen. Your acting was...
Sorry, it's muffled. There's three naked girls sitting on my head. Hard for me to talk.
All right, Mr. Flint. Well, thanks for calling back, okay? Is it time for your nap? Are you gonna go?
What?
Are you gonna go to happy hour with Stephen Hawkins?
Yeah, we're gonna have wheelchair races.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Where did Anthony? Where did Anthony go? Larry Flint calls back in, and Anthony is nowhere to be seen. Ant? Hey, Ant. You just missed Larry Flint. He called back.
We talked to him already. Right?
No, he called back in. He just wanted
to
add some stuff to the conversation.
Oh, I had so many unanswered questions.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. WNEW, the Rock of New York with Everlast. What it's like. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy?
Hey!
Whoa, what the heck? Yoshi!
Hello!
What the hell?
He's just a peddler from Yoshi's and Kitchen. I have an order.
Yeah, Yoshi.
Your order. Open.
Wait.
Yeah, all the food you ordered.
Well, we did order.
Everything. You are open. You ordered the Chung Quang Chang pork.
Yeah, that's mine.
Anthony, you have the Chung Quang Chang pork. Rick, you have a Chung Quang Chang pork with a brown sauce. And that's Chung Quang. Who got the 1, 2, Quang Chang Quang?
That would be Mark.
Mark, you got the Quang Chang Quang and the Chang Quang pork. Right here. Because you bring everything.
You know,
risk life and limb. Pedder down street. Almost get hit by taxi cab.
No, Yoshi,
many times.
You sound like one of those model airplanes when you talk.
What do you mean? Don't understand. Something missing from bag. Can't find. Ah, shit! Hockey mushrooms.
What?
Cannot find shit hockey mushrooms.
Oh, you scared me.
Oh, here they are.
That's for the boss.
What? I just say shit hockey mushrooms.
Okay, all right.
Don't understand why you get so upset when I go, hey, shit hockey mushrooms. Hey!
Now, Yoshi. We order food from your restaurant, twice
a week? Yes, very good.
Twice a week?
Twice a week.
Usually.
I leave a menu for you.
Yeah, I know, under everyone's doors.
Yes.
We all have 100 menus. We don't need any more menus from Yoshi's
restaurant. Never know.
All right.
You might need more.
I don't think so. Now listen.
And I change menu.
You did?
Yes, that's why I leave new one.
Oh.
If you notice, at the restaurant, see it says, Chang Huang Huang. Park.
Right.
Here, had to change to Fang Kong Wang Park. That's totally different.
What's the difference?
A very different flavor.
Oh, okay.
You had a Chang Huang Wang Park made with Huang Tang, Bui She, and Chang Pan.
Now listen.
Chang Huang Wang Park made with Huang Pan, Fang Tang, and Chang Pan.
You sound like...
What, you're stupid? You don't know.
You're sounding like that model airplane again.
Don't even know what the... talk about.
Now listen.
Hey!
We order from you twice a week. Usually you just leave it in the lobby and Rick gets it and he passes it out to the whole staff. Why did you insist on coming onto our show and jumping in here?
Well, I know this radio station.
Right.
Radio station.
Correct.
maybe you help Yoshi.
Yeah.
Get out of a kitchen.
What do you mean?
Into a rock and roll scene.
How are we going to do that?
Yoshi have a song.
Yoshi has a song?
Yoshi have a song. I have a small part in this song. But it's about me.
There's a song about you now, Yoshi.
About me and my bicycle. You see me on the street every day. Ride my bike, big chain.
Yeah.
Hey!
We feel honored. We're going to debut it here on our show?
Debut here.
Okay.
Hey!
This is it right here?
Yes, about me and my bicycle.
All right, what's the name of this thing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's a... Well, I think you know once you pray it.
All right, let's play it.
Pray it! That's what I said! Pray it!
I said play it.
Pray!
Play!
Hey! Hello, here's in the kitchen. What do you order? Champagne? Wang Chang?
There's a man who peddles into danger. If you eat Chinese food, this guy's no stranger. He's weaving down the block.
What you want to be for pork?
The man will risk his life to bring you egg rolls. Little Asian man, little man, he may just get run over while bringing you lo mein. His bike's a piece of crap, his basket's rusted.
That's from wonton soup.
The seat is wrapped in tape, the brakes are busted. He used his shoes to stop. That's when he hit that cop, who still finds bits of rice inside his holster. Little Asian man, little Asian man, he may just get run over while bringing you lo mein.
Out the way, up the river, you fuck where you go, do you almost hit your shit? But no, no, out the way. Please get out of the way. Don't want to hurt you. Hey, you enjoy Yoshi song.
That's a great song you got there, Yoshi. Hey,
got very banged up at the end of song.
I see that.
Yes. It was recorded out on street at park. Very big pile up on 57th Street. Hey.
I smell an MTV video with that.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the dream I have of being on MTV. Yes. Get away from my walk.
Your what?
My wok.
Oh, your wok. Okay.
That's what I cook in.
Yeah, I see.
What's the matter with you? Well, thank you for debuting on my song.
I think we're going to be playing that a lot here.
Well, now I have to go to Z100 and prog my song. And then K-Lock.
All right, Yosh.
Maybe I could be next to Jesse on MTV.
Oh, jeez.
Jesse's son. Let me try.
Okay.
Rough this band, man. Very cool. I sound stupid enough.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Well, I guess you got to leave. You have other stations to go to pass out your song.
Thank you very much for having Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Hey.
Becoming famous before our eyes, everyone.
Boy, that was good, huh?
That was great. Look at him running down the hall.
There he goes.
With his Pete Rose haircut.
Well, that's the only one he ever has.
I know.
His whole family has it. Only so many styles you can choose from.
Well, got to thank Anthony's brother Joe for helping out Yoshi there. Yoshi said he didn't know how to play any instruments.
Well, he backed him up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. More stupidity on the way. Oh, we're going to be playing that Buck Cherry song. I like it.
Cool.
The cocaine song.
Cool.
But you wouldn't know that if you listen to MTV because they bleep out cocaine.
Yeah, the biggest part of the song. Like
the part
chorus.
Of the song, yeah, the chorus, they bleep it out. What? That has to go on the air. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, The Scorpions, and the new band before that, Buck Cherry with Lit Up. I love that freaking song, especially the unedited version. You see the video on MTV, and they're doing something weird with the word cocaine, which is which is the whole hook of the song. But I guess MTV's too good to have cocaine on their airwaves or something. I don't know. I don't care.
Holier than thou.
But screw all that. It's Opie and Anthony and Rick, who produces the show. And just before this, we went on mic. Anthony was explaining, now what? Rick called you at home over the weekend.
Rick called, called the house. Jennifer answered the phone.
Right.
And
Rick, get a mic.
I was just getting up to get in the shower. So I have nothing on. I'm walking into the bathroom, and Jen goes, Rick's on the phone. I go, okay, I come back in, but now I got to find my sweats and put them on. Jen's laughing at me going, what are you doing? You're getting in the shower. I go, no, I got to put pants on before I talk to Rick because I don't want to be a phone homo.
Come on.
That's almost like having a gay sex. You can't talk to your pal while you're naked.
That's bizarre, but they're just...
Bizarre? Why? If I call you, there are some times where you're naked?
I
Jesus,
wait,
don't
wait,
even
wait,
tell
wait,
me.
Wait. Honestly, I can't remember a time because it's not that big of a deal, but there are times like you're coming out of the shower or whatever and you...
Put on a towel before you talk to me on the phone.
You happen to be naked and you have to, you know, answer the phone.
Phone homo.
That's weird.
Phone homo. You don't talk to guys... naked. That, what's the difference between talking to him naked on the phone and being in front of him?
We don't have the Jetsons video phone yet.
You're sitting there, you're talking on the phone, you look down and there's your schween and your friend's voice is going in your ear. It's just too phone homo.
I don't know, man. I don't think that hard on that one.
Well, you should. You better. You better start, Pally.
See, the thing is, though, I use the phone a lot when I'm on the can.
Oh.
So what does that do to me?
Ah, that's just disgusting. That's like a phone Cleveland steamer.
I'd be listening to Friday's show to get the reference.
No, you can't talk to people on the
phone. I've been in the situation with Rick where he calls me, and I'm like, what are you doing? You can just tell he's taking a dump. Now, that's different because you can tell. But if you're naked and I don't know, and you're not leading on to that, then who cares? I don't know.
But in
Rick's case, when he's taking a dump and you just know he's taking a dump, then you get the visual, and then you're really grossed out.
You want to stand there naked talking to your friend.
I don't want
with your pal's voice going in your ear.
I make sure I don't.
Your ear.
I make sure I don't look down or anything. But
why bother with that? Put some pants on. Come to the phone.
Because it's too much of a hassle.
Yeah, that's too much of a problem.
I think the problem is standing there with your things waving in the breeze as you're like, yeah, what's up, man?
I don't know. You talk about my foibles.
I'm not talking about your foibles, and I don't want them swinging in the breeze while you're talking to me on the phone.
Foibles, quirks, whatever. You talk about my quirks. That's a weird quirk.
Phone homo.
That's weird.
For guys on the phone. Now, if it's a hot girl, I'll be on the phone naked.
I don't know.
Would you stand there naked talking to your mom on the phone?
I did that this weekend.
Jesus, you are a sick man. You're a sick man.
She called for Easter, and I was naked.
Oh, God, your mother.
Well, what am I going to do? Run
you upstairs? Put pants on. You don't talk to your mother on the phone naked. Jiminy Cricket, is that disgusting?
She's also interrupted sex.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're naked.
Yeah, but you can cover yourself with a sheet.
Oh, come on. You're... Oh, I almost cursed. Sometimes I forget we're on the radio. I almost said you're effed
it's
up.
It's different because you're not looking, you're not vulnerable standing out there naked. You're covered.
Yeah, but then you got some, you're pitching a tent on the bed.
No!
And you talk to your mom with a rod? Come on.
Oh, God, is that bad?
Evidently, that's not a problem for you, Aunt.
As long as
you're covered, you can be,
you can't be
circus going on underneath the sheet.
Can't be in states of excitement either.
Of course not, but I don't know.
You're standing there naked with your mom on the phone.
Yeah, because then, honestly, at that point, I thought to myself that it was a little weird. You're right.
There is just, you know what it is? I'm not retarded. I understand that they can't see you, and there's no real physical contact. It's the whole idea of the audio and visual thing of it. You are seeing yourself naked, and you are hearing the voice of your mom in your head. Do you need that?
What if you're looking out a window?
if you're looking out a window, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
No, honestly, okay, I felt a little weird because I was naked.
See?
But I also knew that it was too much of a hassle to run upstairs, get pants, and all that crap.
You're looking down at your stuff, and your mom is talking to you about Easter. Ah, you're looking at your own eggs. That's disgusting. You got to throw some pants on when you talk to mom on the phone.
Hey, mom, look what the Easter bunny sent
you. Yeah, mom, I got your present here. I'm going to bring a special Easter basket for you that I have to hold in my lap when you open it.
It's moving.
Look, it's a peep.
I don't know, man.
Speaking of peeps.
Yeah.
Did you OD on peeps?
Oh, man, I had a sugar rush.
Yeah, you OD on those. It's like heroin.
I had the worst headache yesterday because I just really don't eat a lot of sugar or try not to.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy made me a little basket with those stupid pink peeps. Remember?
Peeps.
I said I like pink. You said you like the yellow
ones. I like the yellow as the standard
peeps. So I don't know. She left me like three of those little boxes that have, what, six each or whatever?
Yeah, they're all stuck together. So, you got to kind of pull them apart, sure.
Well, one, two. No, eight each. I had 24 of them.
Oh, man, that is like sugar rush.
3 hours later, I had the worst headache imaginable.
Oh, my God, your pancreas goes into overdrive.
Oh.
You can't eat that many peeps.
Hi, NEW.
Yeah, I want a clarification.
Yeah.
All right, you get the service, then your buddies go off. What are you? You still a homo or you're a manly man?
Well, that happened. No, actually, Anthony heard my voice on his answer machine while he was dogging his wife one afternoon.
Dogging. I would like the term maybe making love, having sex.
He was bumping uglies. And
dogging my wife. I don't think I dog my wife. I don't know what you do with your girlfriend, but the thing I do with my wife, I don't call dogging.
Come on. There are times. You admitted you've had retard sex. What's the difference? Dogging, retard sex?
Retard sex is different than dogging.
Well, sometimes
dog a whore you pick up.
Well, sometimes.
You don't dog your wife or your girl.
Sometimes you want a little role-playing in your relationship.
You're
Anthony.
Dirty girl. I'm going to dog you. Dog you. I was having sex with my wife,
right.
and Opie leaves a message on the machine.
It's great.
It's like, oh, yeah, honey. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, you know, you're getting into it.
Yeah, man, but what did you...
I was thinking today for the show, maybe as a story in the post.
And I'm just like, you know, oh, this is great. Opie's on the phone. It's like gone.
Well, turn down your answer machine.
Well, what about if you just kick him back and, you know, you're relaxing and girlfriend's giving you a hummer and just, you know, phone rings and just...
Well,
if
you're willing to bring your friend in on a little phone threesome like it's your business. It's your business.
You get off on that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like when my mom's on the phone and I'm dogging my wife, as Opie said.
All right, man. We got to fly.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye. There is definitely, you should be clothed talking to certain people on the phone for your own sanity, Opie.
Hey, what's your deal, man?
Well, I heard that you love talking to naked men or talking to people while naked, so I'm naked so you can talk to me now. Come on, Hope. Out with it.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, go ahead. Chat it up, Hope.
I don't.
The guy's stark naked. Yeah, have a field day.
Are you sporting wood now, Hope? I'm kidding. It's Paul. How you doing?
That's good, Paul. That's good. Very good. Well, add that to the list of quirks for Anthony, all right?
Hey, for Opie, not Anthony.
That's right. It's an Opie quirk.
Yeah. Look at Opie's thinking, yeah, add that to Anthony's quirk list. He agrees with me, Opie.
I think if we took a poll, more people would say that it's really no big deal.
Yeah, your poll is the problem. It shouldn't be exposed while you're on the phone.
This is just another call for help, Opie.
Isn't it?
Serious
Thank
help.
You, Paul.
Wait,
see
Paul.
This.
Paul, you've never just, like, talked to someone real fast while being naked?
No, you know, I actually did get caught on the phone one time. I'm stepping out of the shower. The phone rings. I pick it up. It's someone. And, you know, I actually had to set the phone down to put a robe on.
There you go.
Feel comfortable.
You're a gentleman.
What if there's no clothes around?
No, what are you, in a cave? Kill a mammoth and wrap the fur around you. What? There's a phone. There's clothing.
And that was just a friend. If that was my mother, I would have said, automatically, I would have hung up. I got to call you back.
Right. Exactly. You're not going to stand, what, you scratching your ass and picking and what are you doing while you're on the phone naked with your mom?
I admitted it was a little bizarre, but I just went through it.
Oh, wait a minute. You you got some kind of perverted pleasure from this? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, he's good.
You're an ass.
We all heard it, Opie.
I think you were spanking it
while you were on the phone with your mom.
Hey, wait, don't pull an Opie on an Opie. Come on. Oh. That's my deal. Come on.
If you've got Anthony in a closet having sex with a priest, I think Anthony's got you swanking it while talking to your mom.
No, that wasn't a closet with the priest. It was a phone booth. I was on the phone with my mom.
Jesus.
All right, well.
You're sick.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. See, I think the majority of the people agree that it's you should put clothing on while speaking. If you're a guy, while talking to your friends, male friends, girls, I don't care. I'll be on the phone naked. Or your mom.
I'll admit it's a little bizarre, but if the other person doesn't know, who cares?
Because you're, like I said, it's an audio-visual experience. It's an audio-visual experience. You're hearing your friend, a guy, the guy you've known, in your ear. And you're looking around and looking down, and you're naked.
I didn't say I'd be looking down.
You're looking around. You're just naked. You know you're naked. Right. And your friend's voice in your ear. Ooh. Well, you know it's something else is in your ear. Phone homo.
Do we have to do 20 minutes on this? Hi.
Phone homo.
Eddie W.
Hey, Opie.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think it's a big deal if you're naked on the phone.
That's what I said. You know?
Why don't you come over my house?
I think it's cool. Like if you're talking to your wife's friend or something, another chick. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's very cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't deal with it, you don't bother with it. If you're talking to your buddy, you know, he calls you, you're getting in the shower.
So you would talk to your guy friend stark naked?
Yeah, you know, if you have to, you have to.
There you go.
What if you don't know he's naked, too? Then you're having gay love right there.
No, if I know he's naked, it might be a problem.
Yeah, if someone admits they're naked, then that's a whole different topic.
Before you know it, you're having phone sex, and you got to go to the hospital to get the receiver removed.
All right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, thank you.
All right, fellas.
Bye.
Later.
All right, I think we spent enough time on naked phone conversations.
Yes, very probing, in-depth. I think you're a phone homo.
This is not even me. It was between you and Rick. How did I get in this? I just thought
because
it was weird.
Because you say that you don't care. And you're a phone pervert because you're on the phone with your mom naked.
Well, that just happens.
That's bizarre. It doesn't just happen. You find out it's your mom. You're like, oh, wait. You get some clothes on.
Okay.
You don't answer the phone naked. You never know who it is. It could be a priest soliciting money. You're naked.
Priest. All right, we got to take a break here. God, we got so much stuff to do today. We really do. We've barely started. All right, so Opie and Anthony, before we get back to the music, hey, what do you got?
Hey, Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I want to know, you know, if it's the same rule applies if I listen to your show naked, which is what I always do.
Jeez. What are we doing? What?
Do you really listen to our show naked?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Why?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm in the house, you know, and... You know, doing some cleaning, and it's spring is coming up, and I'm naked. You know, listening to your show naked.
I can understand when the ladies are in here, but
spring cleaning,
oof,
leaving trails of hair, little curly hairs.
I can only imagine what people are doing while they listen to our show. I wonder how many people like have sex during our show, or.
It's a thought.
Well, that wouldn't be bad.
I don't know. When you're on this end of the microphone, it's kind of strange to think what people are doing while they listen to us.
Put pants on, okay?
Put pants on?
Yeah.
We don't
want you listening naked.
Okay.
All right, man.
Take care.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. Johnny Lang still raining. Sophie and Anthony, we had to cut in here because we were wondering what people did while they listened to our radio show. And we got a doctor on the line. Hi, NEW.
What's going on, man?
Hey, who's this?
How are you? My name's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
How you doing?
I don't know many doctors that say, hey, what's going on, man?
You don't?
No, not really.
Well, that's what happens when you're a second-year resident.
Oh, okay. So what's the deal? You guys listen to us in the operating room?
Well, I'm one of the residents that, you know, they give us, you know, they teach us, like, circumcisions.
I watch ER. I know what a resident is.
I wish it was that easy. Just looking cool. That would not be so bad.
You're like you're like that hot chick from Life Goes On ER.
Nah, not really, dude.
Well, she's a resident.
Well, yeah, but... You know,
or are you
we
more
actually
like
work.
Are you more like Noah Wiley?
We actually work.
What it is we actually work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 18 hours.
So ER is really not that believable to you guys?
Some of it's kind of believable. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool from a TV aspect, but it's not that easy, you know?
Okay.
So, man, you do circumcisions?
That was one of the first things I actually had to do.
Let me tell you a little story. I was working at St. John's Hospital.
Right.
Out in Suffolk County.
Uh-huh.
Doing sheet metal work. I'm no doctor. Don't get disillusioned like I actually did something.
You just had a pair of tin snips.
Yeah, tin snips. No, I was working next to the nursery. And through this window, I saw this kid getting a circumcision. And the poor little thing is in this little plastic tray.
Yeah, we strap them down. They're done.
He's strapped down, and then they put this little apparatus on his schween. Well, and it's like stretched.
Being from the lovely Jewish heritage that I am from, they call it a zemel. So the thing is, they just dip you in wine first.
Oh, really?
Everybody eats while it's going on. They snip you. Boom, you're done.
Well, all I know is I saw this kid, like, strapped down to this little plastic thing that looked like a slide, like one of those little plastic slides that that you take down. Yeah, it's like got the little kid's body shape in it.
Yeah, they do it so from the child flying around, he can't hurt himself.
Yeah, so he's strapped down, and then they put this apparatus over his schween and pull his schween through it.
Yeah.
So now it's like all stretched out, and the kid's just like freaking out.
Let me tell you something that's even worse. When you're standing right there and have to hear him scream, and you have to be pretty precise at this point in time.
Yeah?
God, yeah.
That is horrible. I feel bad for him.
I think maybe they should wait till the kid gets a little older and let him make his own decision at that point, what that thing.
The poor kid's just laying there.
They don't know what's going on. And the worst part is they don't give them even a topical nothing. Just snip away.
Oh, man. All right, so.
And I want to know, what the hell's with you talking to your mother naked on the phone?
Yeah, Opie, you sick bastard.
I think that's an issue, maybe, that you this might want to resolve in some sort of counseling.
Doctor on the phone, Opie, calling you a sick bastard.
Listen, I wasn't waiting around in my living room, you know, naked, knowing my mom was going to call on Easter Sunday.
What's the time you're calling, Mom?
She should be calling any minute now.
Dude, I don't care. Your mother calls. Put on some clothes, for Christ's sake.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
I'm ready for it.
That's an issue you might want to work out.
My two eggs and my peep are ready. She usually calls about now.
Okay, got it all set up in a little Easter basket. God, with a little green grass around it.
I
cut the bottom of the basket out. A little bunny ears on it.
You know, if I would have thought about that, I actually would have pulled that off at my girlfriend.
That's a good idea.
That's not bad.
All right, why is the chocolate bunny twitching?
Why is the little bunny drooling?
Ah, come on now. All right, so listen.
God, we always got to go too far.
All right, listen. So so in the operating room, you have our show cranked?
Sometimes your show's cranked. Let's see. One of the doctors the other day was actually listening to Ride the Lightning.
Ooh, wow.
Which is, I think they were doing a splenectomy. And he was listening to Ride the Lightning.
Wow.
Whatever relaxes them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
I don't know if I want them operating on me listening to Ride the Lightning. I know what it does to me, so.
Yeah, it gets you too juiced up, right?
Yeah, definitely, man.
All right, man. Well, thanks for checking in.
Definitely, bro.
It was good talking to you.
Take it easy.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Later, man.
Just got a fax here. We're asking, you know, wondering about what people do when they listen to our show. This just came in from Monique. Me and my boss, Sam, were getting off while Earl was being disciplined by Spike.
Whoa. They were doing it.
They were doing it when they were listening to Earl get spanked.
How about that? Her and her boss?
This is getting a little bizarre. That's nice. Kind of cool, though. Mm. Another one came in. I get wet listening to your show.
Great. Gotta love that. More babble. Psychobabble?
Yeah.
Got a puzzled look on your face.
Well, because then it was psychobabble. Mm. But she gets wet. Sign me.
That's good.
All right. Oh, man.
Yeah, find that on the tape.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we interviewed Larry Flint earlier.
And it was really Larry Flint the first time.
Yeah, the first time. And then Anthony got on the phone and did Larry Flint the second time. We have to explain some of this stuff because people get really confused. But The interview was going okay, but then we asked him if he ever saw Courtney Love naked, and his reaction is classic. He just starts laughing. All right, well, something to look forward to if you're just tuning in the show. But who do we have on the line?
Me.
Who's me?
The first and probably only female who listens to your show anymore.
Oh, come on. We get a lot of girls that listen.
Yeah.
Who aren't topless dancers.
No, we
all listen to you.
Yes. Yeah, the first time I listened to you, I wanted to leave New York. There was nothing to listen to on the radio. That didn't offend me.
But now you like us or no?
Ah, you're funny.
Okay, let's listen to her.
Let me explain some because you bring up a good point.
Okay.
We do hear from the ladies all the time that we get, preoccupied with the sex stuff. Okay? If you notice, we do try to space it out. I mean, Lord knows if it was up to Aunt and I, we'd have sex every day on our radio show.
Yes.
But we know there's more to do and more things
to do. Now, wait
to.
A minute. Anthony doesn't even like to talk to his friends when he's on the phone naked.
Well, just
so why
the
would
guys.
He have sex with you in the radio station every day?
Sex with
no,
you?
No, not
okay,
that.
I know what you meant.
Oh,
I'm pulling your chain.
Yeah, you pull that chain.
Make the water come
anyway,
out.
Yeah. Anyway, you have, like, obviously, you don't have a computer at home, do you, Aunt?
What are you kidding? I got the total hookup setup.
Oh, really?
Oh, of course. I'm the gaming maven.
And you're not used to, like, sitting there at the computer uses the phone line. You're not used to sitting and chatting online. Naked?
I'm not naked on the computer.
Let me explain some with Anthony. Anthony got over that whole computer sex thing very early. He barely uses it for porno anymore. He's into, like, online gaming.
All right. No, everyone.
Anthony has such a system at home that he's actually helping the NATO effort in Kosovo.
Yes, I am.
That's how
right
sick.
From my house.
That's how sick Anthony's setup is.
I called in an airstrike the other day from my computer. It's fun. Yes.
He can't be bothered with the porno chicks.
Porno.
He's launching stuff.
I'm not naked. I'm in a parka on my computer
in case somebody else is
naked.
I'm not talking about bothering anybody or porno. I'm talking about just being used to walking around naked.
All right, but
lived in Manhattan long enough.
But let me tell you something about Anthony. When he first got into the whole internet thing, he had a sneeze guard on his computer.
Looked like a salad bar. I had to hook it up over the keyboard.
Was that to keep the sneezes from coming out to you?
Yeah, not out of my nose either. Believe me, everybody, when they first get a computer, it's always porn, porn, porn. I don't care who you are. If the guy is downstairs and the wife's up in bed and he says, honey, I'm down here doing the bills, honey. Boy, this computer's great. I'm really doing the bills.
Online banking, honey.
Online banking's a breeze, honey. I'll be up in 10 minutes. Where is that? Teenass.com, you know? Of course, you just do that when you first get it. But after a while, I've had a computer since like Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s. I mean, I got away from, well, I still look at a lot of smut, but I do other things too.
Well, they can trace your IP address or whatever
right,
it
so
is, and then they send you a lot of crap and junk mail. Everyone
right.
wants that. But no, I'm just talking about walking around naked. My entire block does it.
Really?
Nobody puts their shades up. No, really, yes. And I wanted to get some diet aids for one of the women who had an apartment across the street.
Big
she
pick.
Weighed like 400 pounds, and she had this this melon-colored, yes, like orange bikini underwear.
Oh,
and that was not nice.
Tell me more.
Yes.
Get me hot. Let's have phone sex.
Sometimes it's better, like the transvestite, but he moved out. He moved out. My friend got upset when she saw him dressing up or being dressed by his friends.
So where was all this when Aunt and I were put up in the city for a month and a half?
In the city then.
Yeah, we were.
No. This goes back months.
I'm saying in general, like we.
Oh, where is it going on?
No.
You have to live in one of the crummy little walk-ups.
All right. Yeah, because I guess in Manhattan, I don't know, we were facing this whole apartment complex and we didn't see nothing. There were hundreds of windows to choose from. We were less than, 200 feet away. We didn't see anything.
We saw one old lady in a one-piece bathing suit stirring her sauce every night. She'd be in her kitchen in a one-piece, one of those old lady flowered type one-pieces. And her strap would always fall off her shoulder as she stirred that sauce.
Wait.
Yeah, you stir that sauce.
I got to tell you something. And this will be an Opie and Anthony trivia question down the road. I think that's the first time I ever heard Anthony use the dirty girl voice.
That's true, because I was watching her just going.
Wait, let me set the scene. Like, I was watching, like, I don't know, Sports Center or whatever, just something boring on TV, and it's at the window with the binoculars, and all of a sudden I just hear, you stir that sauce. Yeah. You take
it. You got that spoon. You grab that spoon and stir that sauce.
And I'm like, hey, what the hell are you doing? He gives me a look, and it's this old lady in a one-piece bathing suit just stirring sauce.
You're teasing me with that strap off the shoulder now. I see it.
Well,
you're teasing
I don't know.
Me.
I think everybody found out who was moving within seeing range,
all right.
and they just decided I'm not going to go near my windows anymore until those Anthony and Opie creeks are out.
Oh, that must have been it.
Well, because I've got a telescope. And I don't need it.
She doesn't
I need
like
someone
us,
to come and wash my underwear so that I don't have to walk around half
us, though,
naked
okay.
when I'm on the phone or at the computer.
No. Right. That's great. All right. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
Okay, well, it's an entertaining show. I like it.
And you know what?
I guess they're putting the screws to you to get nicer.
No,
to get nicer?
You're not.
All right, watch this. Screw you, bitch. There we go. How about that? How's that for nice? What a song.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's the band Indigenous. And now that you're gone, it's Opie and Anthony for the ride home. Hey, hey, hey. So weird to look over my shoulder, look out the window here.
Daylight savings, Opie. Nice and bright out.
That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm a little upset, though, looking at the forecast. I see USA Today, New York. Today, blue sky, crisp and cool. Tuesday, more sun, a delightful day, 65. Wednesday, late showers.
Oh, they're changing
69
that?
69 degrees.
There's supposed to be showers in the morning and then sunny in the afternoon.
I'll have to pop on CNN and see what the current forecast is. But we hope for nice days on Wednesday.
Correct.
And for a high boob index.
Yeah, whip them out Wednesday. Yeah, here it is. Chris from Jersey. Dudes, got to ask, are there any rules for WOW regarding temperature to declare it an official whip them out Wednesday day? Well, Chris, no, but there is a boob sighting index.
The higher the index, the more sightings there will be on any given day.
Correct.
The index is a complex formula we won't go into here related to weather conditions.
It's more complicated than the Doppler 2000.
Oh, yes, yes. You know the scale they use to measure tornadoes and earthquakes and stuff like that? This one just is by far much more complicated. Can't even get into it here, the theory of it.
So, no, every Wednesday until they tell us to stop, which will happen, I'm sure.
Oh, mark our words, yes.
That's always the case. We'll be whip 'em out Wednesday. Where the ladies are encouraged to flash their fellow commuters.
On the ride home. The guys need to do is put a WOW in or on their vehicle.
That makes your chances greater.
I saw a lot of trucks out there this weekend driving around with the WOW on the back of the truck in the dirt.
Yeah.
The truckers got it easy because all they got to do is rub it into the back of the truck.
It's amazing because we put the word out last week. We begged the truckers to get on the CBs and get, you know, their rigs all set for Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Whip 'em out.
And it looks like they heard us, Anthony.
Yes, so this Wednesday we will continue.
And this has just begun. We only did it 1 week thus far.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's going to grow out of control.
Oh, yeah.
So jump on the bandwagon early here.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
All right. I got the phone calls finally. We were supposed to play this like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Aunt and I were, how did we come across this tape again? I haven't heard this in years. I just had some stuff in the car we were going over.
Yeah.
And I found the tape of Two Bar.
Yeah, with Red the Bartender.
Red the Bartender. And if you know anything about this tape, it was the inspiration for the whole gag they do on The Simpsons with Mo and Bart.
Yeah.
Calling up the bar and asking for fake names and stuff.
Yeah, the weird names. Is Phil my crack in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Phil my crack in?
So the tape, I don't know, this is an okay copy. This was one of those tapes that in the early 80s, everyone was just dubbing and overdubbing and overdubbing and... You know, I got like 100th generation here, but I think it's clear enough where you can understand what's going on.
All right.
So you hear Red, the old grumpy bartender.
His voice is classic. It sounds like, but he just married it.
Yeah, he sure
is. Get on back.
So take a listen now.
Hello. Hello. Is Alan?
Am I good?
No. Come on.
Tuba?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking for Phil Maez, M-I-Z-A, Maez.
Phil Maez.
Maez, yeah.
Phil Maez. Phil Maez. There's nobody by that name.
You're not there?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to know if you could tell me if there's an Al Kill You there.
Who?
Al Kill You.
Al Kill You?
Yeah, Kill You. Right.
What's his name?
Al Kill You.
Al Kill You.
Oh, I'm supposed to meet a few guys there, you know. Could you call, how about Stanley Payne? Is Stanley Payne there, you know?
Stanley Kramer? Stanley who?
Stanley Payne.
Hello?
Stanley Payne.
What are you trying to get me now?
No. What's the matter with you?
You want to get me around here? Let's see, you f***ing bum. You want to kick me, you motherf***er?
I'll come down and kick your f***ing mouth off.
Let's see, why don't you go on to f*** your mother?
I'll f*** your mother, you stupid son of a...
Why don't you come down here and have a little Nazi and come down and tell me that?
I'll come down and
face to face.
I'll break your f***ing head off.
I'll give you $100 to buy it.
$100? You won't even get no $100.
Well, listen, you f***ing motherf***er. Come over here.
I'll be here when I'm getting one.
Come over here. I'll show you my age, what I'll do to you.
Yeah.
I cut your balls out.
Fat son.
You motherfucker, you're a
you rat. Scumbag.
Hello?
I'd like to speak with Joe, please.
Joe who?
Dildo.
Joe Dolan.
Dildo.
Joe Dildo. Joe Dildo. Not here.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay, thanks.
I haven't heard that tape in years. That's great.
God,
stuff,
is
man.
That funny? I'll kick your head in. Alcoholic. I'll kill you. Joe Dildo.
The guy can't stop laughing. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Days of the New, Touch, Peel, and Stan, and David Bowie, too. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hello.
We got the audio from earlier, so we have a whole new audience listening. We had Larry Flint on the phone earlier.
The Larry Flint from Hustler magazine.
Yeah.
And the guy now that has the Flint Report, which where he's I don't know, just unmasking the hypocrites, he says.
And he's only focusing on the Republicans.
Yeah, he's got dirt on a bunch of Republicans, so he says.
Well, it's coming out tomorrow. It's going to be all over the damn place. And he's claiming that Mary Bono
had
an affair while married to Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really couldn't understand anything else he really said.
I remember Larry with Hustler magazine when I was a kid. I went over to my friend Roy's house. He had an issue with Hustler. That was, it had a scratch and sniff sniff centerfold. Swear to God.
This is
the genius that is Larry Flint, who coming up with new and innovative things.
Yeah.
And I remember, I guess I was probably 10 or 11, and I wouldn't scratch and sniff it.
I bet your friend did.
Yeah, he's just like, come on, man. And he's like, the thing was almost scratched through to nothing, like there was a hole in it. He's like, come on, check it out. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man, he wasn't scratching it.
He's like, check it out. I'm like, no. Why would I want to check that out?
All right, so he scratched and sniffed it.
Yeah.
What? I have to ask, what does it, like, smell like?
I didn't do it. I didn't scratch
it. Well, did he explain it to you? Well, you're 11, though. What is he going
to
say?
Yeah, I know, so he doesn't have anything to base it on.
There's no way it actually smells like...
He just said, ew, it stinks.
We should all learn that lesson early, I guess. Sorry, I had to go.
Check, please.
I had to go there, man. Sorry.
Hey, wow.
Thanks for the setup, man. It's about time you gave me a setup. Slow pitch softball.
That's awful.
Rick, grab the phones, because now I think there's a bunch of people that have tried the scratch and sniff, because the phones just went
Oh, really? Wild. Interesting.
All right, so Larry Flint was on earlier.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know. We asked him about Courtney Love.
Yeah, because she was in the movie, The United States versus Larry Flint.
Correct.
And you asked him a question.
I love that movie, by the way.
Hey, did you ever see Courtney Love naked when you guys were filming that movie? Is that a
yeah,
yes?
Yeah, I've seen Courtney's bush a couple of times.
Yeah.
Love that. What would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Courtney is wild.
Yeah, wild. Yeah.
I bet you she showed you some stuff.
Mm. She had nice cans in that movie, too. Yeah.
Did she show you her balloon knot?
Balloon knot. That's one of the great things about Hustler. You see balloon knots in Hustler. They're bent over everything. Well.
All right, Larry doesn't want to play.
All right, Larry.
Well, Mr. Flint, thanks for checking in today.
Okay, guys. Seen a bush a couple of times.
Well, here's a couple guys that tried to scratch and sniff.
Oh, interesting. Here we go.
All right, Phil. Phil.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Phil. Oh, wait. Here we go. Okay. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, how are you?
All right. So you tried the scratch and sniff?
I remember it well.
All right, be careful now. What did it smell like?
It didn't smell like the real thing, I'll tell you that.
Well, what did it smell like?
It smelled like perfume, really.
Perfume?
Yeah.
Sure didn't.
Like one of those scents and pieces of candy? Really, it didn't smell like the real thing, so it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How about that? I didn't miss anything, did I?
Yeah, not at all. It was a big disappointment, to tell you the truth.
All right.
And like you said earlier, it was practically off at all the people.
Yeah, scratching it.
Oh, yeah.
I think you weren't getting the full gist of it unless you bought the magazine. You were the first one.
Right, yeah.
The scratch and sniffs don't work good after scratching.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. It was boring, really.
All right, Phil.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
After all these years, I feel good. I didn't miss much.
No. JP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
I'm just calling because I remember a fond memory of my youth as well was smelling a scratch and sniff hustler. And, you know, I expected it to smell like a can of bumblebee, but in reality, it smelled like perfume, like the other guy said.
Hey, how about that?
And God knows that is not what it smells like.
Well, we don't know who you're dating.
All right, if you find something that smells like perfume, you send it to me, all right?
All right, JP.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
God, you got to be kidding me. We always end up here, don't we?
Hey, Debbie,
no matter how we try to turn off of this road, we always get detoured right back.
I know. The cones are always set up, though. Hey, Debbie, what do you got?
Hi. So I just wanted to tell you, Saturday afternoon, I had the TV on while I was cooking, and I was watching this old house. I believe it was old anyway. And the mayor of Boston appeared.
Don Menino.
Yep. And they interviewed him, and I couldn't tell you a damn thing he said because all I heard was all the stuff that you guys were playing the other day with
our prank from last year.
That whole interview.
Right.
It was great. I mean, he was really nerdy. He was, we're reconstructing the town here.
He's a jackass.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I really called to tell you that I was just listening to you guys cleaning my shower in a thong, but you're off the subject, so.
Cleaning your shower in a thong?
Were you topless?
Yeah.
Wow, that is so weird. We got on this earlier. Aunt and I were just starting to wonder what people do when they listen to our show. And we bet that there's people out there that do strange things and have the radio on and they hear our voices, and we find that a little bizarre.
It was fun, though, thinking about it, listening to you guys doing that.
And you were scrubbing your tub. You were.
So do you wear the thong and nothing else for a reason in the tub so you don't get...
Yeah, so I don't get my clothes wet.
Oh,
but
okay.
Then... I figured, hey, I was listening to you guys, and that subject was a little titillating, so I took my clothes off.
Right on. Unfortunately, and then a bunch of guys also took their clothes off that we have heard from and said they were doing other things while listening to our voice.
I figured
you needed to hear the female side.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
All right, take care. Love you guys.
All right, man. The best one today thus far is the doctor who took out a spleen while listening to our show. Nothing like Reservoir Dogs yet, though.
No, where they're hacking ears off or something.
All right. Hey, do we have time to play a clip from Dennis Miller's show?
What do you got?
I must admit, not a huge fan of Dennis Miller because his vocabulary is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like having to pull out a thesaurus when I'm watching a comedy show.
Well, it's like, okay, Dennis, we get it. You're really intelligent, but, you know, he just tries to use words, and no one uses the words in the contents context that he uses them in, and it's just ridiculous. But besides that, He had Norm MacDonald on.
Yeah.
And Norm, I think, is one of the funniest comedians out there, by far. Always believed in this guy.
Funny guy.
And the new show, by the way, is not bad. The Norm Show.
Really? I haven't seen it.
I don't watch many sitcoms, but I checked it out, and it was pretty good. But anyway, Norm MacDonald was on with Dennis Miller, and it just got really, really funny. All right?
Bear
with Norm MacDonald's delivery here, because he's a little slow.
That's Norm's delivery.
Right. It takes him a while to get to the punchline, but trust me, there's a payoff here, okay?
All right.
All right. Take a listen to this from, I guess, this weekend's Dennis Miller show.
That's great.
I love that.
And then Dennis Miller's got to come on. Yeah, the maturation of your... The maturation. How about... You know, that's like when the Philistines... You know,
you're like, what is Dennis even talking about? He has to up him one, you know? It's like, it's like let Norm have the laugh. He had the big laugh there, but you have to outdo him now.
You know, the Zinglefidelidites once said, Firinathlony and Stockinemafanger. And, you know, that's just funny. Beep! It's like, Dennis, man, what happened to just... talking. Right. The guy must eat dictionaries and thesauruses. That's the funniest thing I ever heard since the Draclamophiles said to Draclafloclales, flung the doof off. Yeah. What? What did Dennis say? What? And you're in the audience like, ha, yeah. I'm not stupid. What does he mean? I can't not laugh or I'll look stupid. Like, I don't know what floclafles means. Dennis. What happened to the guy that did the news on SNL?
Oh, man, that's good.
Babe.
All right. Hey, we have an action-packed show today. Making up for Friday's debacle, I guess.
Hey, we had fun Friday.
Yeah, we did have fun. If you didn't hear it from earlier, we're going to replay the Yoshi song.
Hi.
The Yoshi song.
Yes, there's a Yoshi song now.
And he delivered it personally before. I don't know if we could get him back in here. Maybe he's in the area. We'll see.
You got to call him up so he delivers it.
Yeah.
Everyone's the only way to get him in. He doesn't leave his restaurant unless he's delivering food. So call up with some Ching Fua and Wang Cha and Fa Chang Pak.
All right, so we're going to try to get Yoshi back in here.
See, I was trying to do the imitation. I can't do it, but I can.
It was close, though.
I'm trying.
I mean, you're really good at imitations.
Ching Fua, Chang Fua.
I think if you spent a couple weeks on that, you could really get it down.
I can't get the tone that he gets.
Right.
Chang Fua, Chang.
Just think model airplane.
Wang Cha. See, I don't know.
All right, we're back on the radio, and I don't know what I'm supposed to play here.
What are you doing? Look, and the boss is watching.
Well, the boss is here. He distracts us, and now look. He wanted to chat. I'm going to have to blame it on the boss. Oh, this is so
And you
so
weren't
awkward.
Ready. Look.
All right, now I got to wait 5 seconds for the CD to queue up.
Well, you could talk about it. What is it?
Bad Company. Oh. I didn't really want to talk about the song, trust me.
Yeah.
Good talk. The Yoshi song on the way. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, the latest from the Black Crowes, Only a Fool. The Crowes wrapping up their solo tour, and then they're going to do a tour with Lenny Kravitz and Everlast. That's going to be a cool bill. May 29th at Jones Beach, and May 30th at the PNC Arts Center. No on-sale ticket info yet. And then after that, because I think they're doing, like, just, I don't know, a bunch of dates, and then it's going to be Lenny Kravitz and Black Crowes all summer long. Mm. Wow, music knowledge on our show.
That'd be cool to see at the beach.
Oh, well, I can't wait to go to Jones Beach. I haven't been there in, 3 years.
I was there for the last Aerosmith show that they postponed, so it was a little nippy.
Wasn't that like October or something?
Yeah, remember they had to postpone it until the weather got cold. But it was still cool, but I want to go to the beach for a summer show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Hi, NEW.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Listen, right. When you were doing the Ushi bit.
The Yoshi bit?
Ushi.
Yeah. Ushi, Yoshi, whatever.
I was working in Oriental's house.
Right.
They're Asians.
I saw the girl. She looked like she wanted a wig out.
Uh-oh.
And I was trying to explain to her about the Chinese Viagra and the paw. I wanted to turn it off, you know, but then I said, the hell with it, I'm going to leave it on.
Yeah.
You know, and went through the whole thing, but you could see that she was getting really insulted. You know what? She was nice looking, though.
Yeah.
It was really, I wanted to know, is it really true they do have Chinese Viagra?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that whole bit we did with Yoshi was based on reality, sort of.
Natural herb.
A natural herb.
Well, I got to go back to work there tomorrow to finish off the job.
All right.
So I want to see what I can do here and see if I can get some of that stuff.
So she's real hot, huh?
Oh, yeah, she was nice.
Short legs, flat butt?
Oh,
what?
What'd you say?
What?
Check plays.
No, she was nice. She's
short
nice, nice
legs, flat butt?
That's just what I look for in a woman. What?
Short legs and a flat butt?
No flat butt here. I mean, she was nice.
I don't understand
well.
What Opie was even talking about there.
You've been to Disney World. Shut up.
No, she was good looking. She's good looking.
I want
to try to go there
what?
And see if I can do anything. Let's see if I can
everyone.
Hook up.
All right,
guys. Give us a good work.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
He's not listening to your babble.
That's okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Earl. Check, please.
Well, where is Yoshi? He was supposed to come back in here.
I was waiting inside. Here he comes. Why you order more food?
Well, Yoshi.
Wait, no, another order.
Oh, you have to get out the orders again. Okay.
Obi, you had a Chang Huang pork.
Yes, I did. Thank
and
you.
And underneath, you had a Fai Chong Huang Chang Huang pork.
Yes, I did.
Rick had the
with a brown sauce.
What about Earl? Earl ordered some food.
Earl had the Hong Pa Tang Tang Pork. I deliver. Very dishonorable day. Well, you know, I'm a Japanese.
Yes.
People say, why Yoshi work at a Chinese restaurant?
Right.
Very big controversy on Opie and Anthony show.
Right.
Because people say, his name Yoshi, not a Japanese name.
Right.
Why he work at a Chinese place?
Correct.
And I want people to know, Yoshi not real.
But you look real. I'm looking right at you.
No, I'm real. I Japanese.
Okay, you're Japanese.
Very dishonored.
So you're a Japanese guy working at a Chinese restaurant.
Is that so hard to believe?
Okay.
Very dishonored at Hideki Arabu.
It's like a white guy working at Popeye's Fried Chicken.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
Sorry.
But it's funny.
Sorry about that.
Very dishonored by Hideki Arabu.
Okay.
Very dishonorable. Big fat pussy toad.
Well, that's what the boss called him.
That's very insulting.
Yeah.
He's big fat road. Very dishonorable.
He's had too much pork, I guess.
Much too much pork.
Okay.
Big pig ass pork.
Now, Yoshi, you were by earlier. You dropped by this song.
Hey.
Now, when you left here earlier, you were running to the other radio stations to deliver it.
Yes, the river song.
Yeah.
Try to hit big, get the video on MTV.
Right, you're trying to get this on MTV as a video.
Hey.
Did you have any luck getting the other radio stations to play your little song?
No.
No.
No, they don't let me in.
They won't let
say you
in.
You was on Opie and Anthony first. Not around on our show. I don't know how you people work.
Man, that's so inside, but great.
Why can't we all just get it wrong? Terrible.
WNEW New York, Infinity Broadcasting.
Anthony, we got to welcome back to the show, Mindspring.
Mindspring Internet Service, yes.
They were with us early on. They took a little break, and they are now back once again with us.
This is good. If you're heavy into the net, computing, and you want speed and reliability, 56K connections, true 56K. Not where you have a 56K modem, you hook up a 28.8 all the time.
Correct.
What is that?
That sucks is what it is.
It does.
Also, excellent 24/7 toll-free customer support and easy-to-use software. And also, I'm reading here because they gave us some new copy points. Mindspring is the very best internet service provider in the industry. That's right. They were rated best ISP by PC World and PC Computing for 1998. That's not too shabby.
How about that?
So if you want hassle-free internet surfing, if you want hassle-free internet shopping, you got to check out Mindspring, Anthony.
Yes.
All you have to do is give them a call. 1-888-MSPRING. That's 1-888-MSPRING. And be sure to tell them you heard it from Opie and Anthony. And Mindspring will waive the $25 setup free and give you the first 30 days of service free from the day you sign up. So if you are new to the internet or you just want to leave your online frustrations behind. All right, we got to get to this guy really fast because I think he's on a car phone or something. Remember we were asking people the strange things they do while listening to our show?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy has a story that can relate to that. Hi, NEW.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
What's up, man?
We got you live on the air. What do you got?
Hey, listen, I apologize if I'm mumbling. I just came from the dentist's office. I got a mouthful of Novocaine. I want to thank you guys. So I sit down in the chair, and the guy gives me laughing gas. I have to have a root canal done. He goes, hey, have you ever heard these guys on 1027? So we pop on the headphones, right? You guys start talking about scratch and stiff. I start laughing. That suction thing hooks onto the punching bag that you have in your throat.
The punching bag,
man, I'm cracking up. I tell you guys, the best. I'll have a root canal done with you guys any day of the week.
Oh. He had a root canal done while he's listening to us.
It was the best.
Well, maybe if we could give all our listeners laughing gas, they'll enjoy the show a little bit more.
Mm. You guys are funny, man. It just amplified it a little bit. You guys are the best.
Amplified it. All right. Right on, man.
So I give you guys a shout. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Bye. You want to do that Mary Poppins song? Capitalistic. 1027 WNAW, the Rock of New York, Creed, in my own prison. Anthony's still doing his Dennis Miller impression.
We're making up Dennis Miller words that he can use in his act. They're not real words, but they sound real big, and no one knows what they mean anyway.
Yeah.
Just like in his act.
Right.
So you don't know what it means.
I'm convinced that Dennis Miller uses words that don't exist just to see if he can pull it over on us.
Well, that's just your attitude, being so valstrifidus that you don't even understand my act. It's just like somebody being as non-quintensical as yourself. It's like Shalfophanes once said.
But he took the
to the Philistines.
Right.
He took his Salpupoli. They go, wait, I can't thumb through the thesaurus fast enough.
All right. ONA, Wednesday is coming. We need to spread the word in Jersey, especially around the Central Shore area. I've listened to you since last September. You guys are great. Keep it up. I love Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, Wednesday's coming, and we're hearing from everybody. They're getting their wow signs ready for their car.
Yeah.
Or cars, I should say. And look at the primitive drawing that Scott wrote on this fact.
A little wow mobile. Girl flashing. Very nice.
Wow, it's going to be big, really big.
Do you think we could have William Shatner endorse WoW for us?
I'm sure he would.
Okay.
Who doesn't like that? Look at this picture, man.
Wait. Hey, how about Third Input Thursday?
Oh.
You know, now you're just going too far, Scott. Oh,
everybody starts coming up with other days.
Okay.
Please. Do you see this pic in the paper of the Pope?
I see the Pope, and he's...
The Pope pic.
And he's kissing someone's feet.
Kissing guy's feet. He's got a... where was that in the job description?
I don't know.
When he wanted to be the Pope. That he's got... And why does the Pope have to get down and kiss people's feet? He washes them, I guess, first, which is a good practice. But look, it's an old, gnarly clergyman foot.
Yeah.
And he's just smooching it.
Well, could you imagine if the Pope actually has a foot fetish?
This is great. Oh, come on.
I mean, gosh darn.
Hey. Yeah, you better watch what you say when you're talking about the Pope.
Jesus, when you're talking about the Pope.
I think the Pope talks to people on the phone naked.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I don't know.
Well, I was saying when I get on the phone with a friend, I make sure I have pants on.
Yeah.
I was wondering if the Pope, if the phone rings when he's ready to go into the shower, the Pope's got a shower, if he just picks it up, hello, Pope, I'm not wearing any clothes, but I still have my Pope hat on, but it's not on my head.
Ah.
Well, you never know. The Pope.
So wrong.
You don't picture the Pope like soaping up, you know? Yeah, in the shower. Oh, dude, get the armpits.
Mm. All right. You put that on your resume that you're a good foot kisser when you're when you're trying for the Pope's job?
I've kissed feet in college.
All right. I got the Mary Poppins song.
Ah.
Now, I was going through the Opie and Anthony archives, and we really missed the boat on this one. It's a song we used to play a lot at another job. You guys know all about that now, finally, because of last week we explained it all. But I remember the story was in the paper about pot and how it should be legalized for medical use.
Of course. A lot of people think that.
Big controversy. I think it is legal in a few places.
Yeah, the people that are against it say you shouldn't have to smoke your drugs. They can make the effective parts of pot into drugs that you can take in a pill form.
Correct.
That's not half the fun, is going, what's up, man?
But I guess it's pretty effective if you're suffering from pain and stuff.
Yeah, why not?
And it's a big controversy. I love that.
Mary Poppins smoking some doobies. Whoever thought? Who thought we'd see the day? Mary Poppins.
Now we've gone too far. That's sacrilege right there.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
But if you've seen Mary Poppins, I think a lot of people were smoking dope to come up with that concept.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We'll have, like, this nanny chick. Right. And she'll, like, take care of these kids, but she, like, flies and stuff. Yeah. That'll be cool, right? But
they'll all get high and then have some tea on the ceiling.
But, dude, she needs, like, an umbrella to fly. Yeah, an umbrella. Wasn't Ed Wynn in that?
I believe so. Wasn't
he? Oh, don't you know?
The wacky voice.
Hey! Hey, Mary! Can you spell fag? Oh, how are you doing, Mary Poppins? Hey, I got an umbrella stand for you. Let me bend over. And look, after it's in, you can open it, don't you know? Hey, Mary, I'm flying too. Whee, woohoo. I'm flaming. You're flying, I'm flaming. Don't you know? Hey, Mary. Yeah, remember him?
You know, if there's a movie on TV on the weekend and he's in it, I have to stop and watch because it's just so freaking funny, that voice.
What a fruit. Oh, look at me, don't you know? I'm flying. Oh, look at the young boy. Nice little flowery hat, Mary. Is that a pansy? Or am I just the only pansy here? God, stick the umbrella in my ass. Open it, Mary. Open the umbrella in my ass. Whoa!